There has been an important plea bargain in the Enron case. Richard Causey, the energy company's former chief accounting officer, is expected to enter a guilty plea tomorrow rather than stand trial. That could be bad news for Enron's former chairman, Kenneth Lay, and the company's ex-CEO, Jeffrey Skilling. John Roper covers this story for the Houston Chronicle. Enron was based in Houston. Welcome to the program, Mr. Roper.
Hi, thank you, Robert.
And from what you hear, what is Mr. Causey likely to plead guilty to tomorrow?
Well, we're really not sure. Details of the plea bargain aren't really out yet, but we're hearing one or more charges that he's going to plead guilty to, and so he'll skate some others.
Is he expected to testify against his former bosses?
That's certainly the assumption that most of us have. And I would think that the defense attorneys have, but we don't have details in the plea agreement. We'll hear them tomorrow at about 2 o'clock Central Time when they have a hearing on the matter, and we should hear a little bit more, especially from some of the defense attorneys, and find out more details about what's going to happen next.
Now, I want you to remind us what Kenneth Lay and Jeffrey Skilling are charged with, and what Mr. Causey might know in his capacity as having been chief accounting officer at Enron.
Sure. Causey was named in the indictment against Skilling and Lay, and he faced about 36 counts of conspiracy, wire fraud, security fraud, and insider trading, money laundering, and those kind of and others. And Lay faced more than 30 criminal counts, and Skilling is named in a 35-count indictment. It was one point Causey had told investigators early on that he believed that Skilling approved the restructuring of partnerships that prevented reporting a $500 million loss. So there's some things out there.
But Causey would have been familiar with how partnerships were, in effect, taken off the books of Enron so that losses were not shown in the bottom line of the company.
Yeah, there was always this anticipation with the three of them being tried together. How the attorneys for Skilling and Lay would handle not pointing fingers at the accountant and saying, well, he knew the books, he should have known these kind of things. And we were all anticipating kind of this tension in the trial of watching this kind of thing go on. But, you know, now it looks like we'll never know.
Well, this obviously must change the plans for the defense attorneys for Skilling and Lay. Will there be a delay now in the trial as they try to refigure strategy?
Yeah, we spoke to Dan Petrocelli just a little bit ago. He is Jeff Skilling's attorney, and he tells us that he will be asking for a 2-month delay in the trial to adjust his strategy. You know, they've certainly anticipated this could happen, but happening on the eve of the trial, which starts January 17th, is certainly a punch to the defense that they don't want to have.
Well, John Roper, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Robert, it's good being with you.
John Roper, staff writer for the Houston Chronicle.